Anti-government protests in Pakistan are now in the fifth day. Police have arrested scores of people overnight. The political crisis in the country has deepened after the main opposition party decided to resign from parliament as well as from provincial assemblies. The development comes as activists of Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf Party are continuing to stage a sit-in to seek the resignation of the current government. Press TV's Kamran Youssef has the details in this report.
Their sit-in keeps going on. The leader of Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, Imran Khan, and prominent religious cleric Thairul Qadri are leading separate protests in the Pakistani capital to seek the ouster of the current Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. Monday was an eventful day as party of Imran Khan decided to resign from the parliament as part of its efforts to put pressure on the government to accept its demands. The party will also quit from the provincial assemblies, except from Northwest Frontier Province, where it has formed the government.
We want Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, who has come into power through rigging, to resign immediately, and an independent election commission be formed, which is with the consensus of all political parties, and an interim government, which is with the consensus of all stakeholders, all political parties, which is acceptable to everyone, and then midterm elections immediately.
As a result of mounting pressure, the chief minister of Pakistan's biggest province, Punjab, and younger brother of Prime Minister, Shehbaz Sharif, has offered to resign to end the political crisis. The government is also seeking to resolve the issue through dialogue.
The government of Pakistan has decided to resolve the political crisis through dialogue. The two committees have been formed to hold negotiations with Imran Khan and Tahirul Qadri. We are ready to accept their demands if they are within the constitutional framework.
The announcement comes a day after Imran Khan decided to launch a civil disobedience movement against the government.
Political experts believe that in the absence of a negotiated settlement, the standoff will linger on. However, the real test for these protesters and their leadership lies with how long they can sustain this anti-government movement. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.
For more on that story, Javed Rana joins us now from the Pakistani capital, Islamabad. Javed, do these demonstrations that we're seeing have the ingredients to make a tough political quagmire for Nawaz Sharif, or will he survive this impasse unscathed?
I think it's not basically what we see on the ground. What is behind the scene, that is more important. On the ground, we see some thousands of people, they're protesting against the government. They've been here for the last 5 days, and probably even if they are allowed to enter the red zone, or even if there are clashes, that is not important. There have been violence in Pakistan, and that has been part of the everyday life. That is unfortunately a routine part of Pakistan's political scene. But bigger problem here is what goes behind the political scene. How army is going to retaliate? In what manner army is going to move on this particular issue? Because of these apprehensions in Pakistan, there's the political temperature is rising. Options for the government is exhausting. Option for the opposition parties are also exhausting, because these protesters who are running into probably into 30,000, some say it's the 40,000, they cannot sustain their sit-in for a longer period of time. But for the government, in case they allow these protesters to go inside the red zone, there are apprehensions that they might run over the parliament, they might run over some of the Western embassies. So because of this reason, the government is reluctant. Nonetheless, there is an option for the government to allow these protesters to come into the red zone to avoid any bloodshed, because that is going to be the focal point, and that is what the opposition parties are trying to achieve. If there is a violence, if there are casualties, if there are killing of people, then they think the military can intervene. That is something the government doesn't want to happen.
Thank you very much. Javed Rana, our correspondent, joining us from Islamabad.